All right, so let's move on to mandibles. Now that clav, or maybe it's a harpsichord, or maybe it's a guitar sample, but I think it's a clav. It reminds me so much of AC/DC's Thunderstruck. You know, did you get that too?
I think I got a hint of that.
Yeah, and I thought it was maybe even a little too much of AC/DC's Thunderstruck. And the overall impression that I got from the song is one of melodrama, and it sounds theatrical and operatic and maybe even anthemic. It's impassioned and rousing to the extent that it gets kind of dangerously close to camp. But I like it a lot, and maybe at least in part specifically for all of those reasons. You know, it's interesting choices in the background music and, you know, typically wonderful and impressive vocal performances.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love, love, love the lyrics too. But I'm not going to want to listen to this a lot because the backing music gets a little grating. And the vocals are not mellow. You know, they're not supposed to be mellow, obviously, but the song is just sort of, it just sort of never lets up. You know, it doesn't give you a break. And again, in some ways that's good, but it's a little, harsh isn't the right word. You know?
I think some of the synth sounds are a little bit harsh. I had that in my notes. But there's great and powerful singing. Like when Estefonia and Cybronica sing together, that is something that is just, They have the power for that. But yeah, I think when you do it a lot, you know, when it happens throughout the entire song, you're just kind of bombarded with it. And if there's not places where it eases and lets up, it can be a little hard to listen to all the way through.
It's like, you know, you don't want to listen to the most intense part of Carmina Burana on a loop. The vocals along with the clav it just sort of a little bit unrelenting.
Yeah.
And again, that can be good. And, you know, the lyrics are fantastic, I think. So I really like that. It took me a couple of listens to get exactly what it was going for. But
yeah, I didn't know that literal bricks were thrown at cops at Stonewall. Apparently outside of Stonewall, there was a construction site. And there were like 600 rioters there also fighting cops. I had no idea it was that many.
Yeah, yeah. I'm probably giving out too much information here. I was born in 69, and recently my father gave me a gift for either Christmas or my birthday or something like that. That was this, they make sort of these yearbooks with like newspaper headline stories for any year that you order. And I was kind of looking at it and I was noticing that, well, there's absolutely nothing about the Stonewall riots in there. And there was an encyclopedia where you could also get like year in review sort of things. And I looked back and there's nothing about the Stonewall riots in any of those. You know, none of that stuff got coverage at the time, but it's only that people, you know, realize in retrospect how significant it was and what a big deal it was. So anyhow, this resonates with me, the subject matter. And also these lyrics are great for that. I really appreciate that. And I really enjoyed the song. I know I just talked about how it was a little grating, but more anthemic, I think, which I also mentioned about the song. So yeah.